Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with
you. And with your spirit.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Father.
After the whole season of Easter, last Sunday, celebration of Pentecost, the sending of the Holy Spirit, finally we arrive today on this feast day of the Holy Trinity. We celebrate Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God in three persons. We will talk about this during our homily. But also today we celebrate the Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all fathers, grandfathers, stepfathers, whomever you want alive or dead, here with you and probably in some cases very far from you. But we pray for them, for all our fathers, alive and dead. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Sending of the Holy Spirit, it comes Sunday that we call Trinity Sunday, because we celebrate the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And whoever at this moment of the Mass is delivering the homily from this part has a problem. Because this Sunday, we need to try to explain to people something that cannot be explained. It means our mission is mission impossible. I will speak to you today, but I'm so afraid that I will complicate it even more than it is. And I am so afraid that after this homily, you will know less than you know now. Because my rule today is to explain how it is possible that three equals one. Probably even the smallest kid, the youngest kid here, will explain, using, for example, apples, that three apples, this is not the same than one apple. But I have to explain that three persons of the Blessed Trinity, this is the same as one God. How to do this? I don't know. But I will try. And I know that I will be not successful. But it is good to have this moment, at least once a year, to realize that sometimes some realities we cannot explain. But because all of us, we are here, we have our mind, we have something that we call reason, that we use on daily basis. But also, we have faith. And today, especially today, we will need more faith than reason. The first Christians, of course, they had the same problem that we have today. And they tried to explain the Holy Trinity that way. The Father is God, Jesus, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God, but there are not three gods, but one God. It helps? I don't know. They used other formulas. The Father is Almighty, the Son is Almighty, the Holy Spirit is Almighty, but there are not three Almighties, but one Almighty. Again, it helps? Probability. We can also use the Father is eternal, the Son is eternal, the Holy Spirit is eternal, and we can go on and on and on. What we need to understand that we cannot explain the Blessed Trinity. We call this the mystery of the Blessed Trinity. It means we cannot explain mystery, because mystery explained is already not mystery. We need to use our faith. We, of course, say that when we talk about God Father, we can talk about Son and the Holy Spirit in the same way. Like, God Father is Almighty, God Son is Almighty, God Holy Spirit is Almighty, but we have not three gods or three Almighties, but one God, one Almighty. Except one thing, that the Father is the Father, and the Son is the Son, and the Son is not the Father. And the Father is not the Son. And there is something between these two persons. Not something, someone. That is the Holy Spirit. That is the relationship between the Father and the Son. But to complicate it even more, I will tell you that in the Bible we can find places when we say that Adam was son of God, David was son of God, and last week we learned those led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. What is the difference between Adam, David, us as sons and daughters of God, and Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God? Each of us, we know our birthday. We know that we started to exist on this earth when we came to this world. Even we can calculate the date of our conception, when we really started to exist. Jesus is eternal. He has no beginning and no end. We can't say, we cannot talk about Jesus' birthday. Of course, I know someone will say, oh, Father, we celebrate every year, 25th, December 25th, the birthday of Jesus, Christmas. But I hope that nobody believes that Jesus started to exist on December 25th of year 1st of this new time. He existed from the beginning, or even before the beginning. Eternally, it means always, always. The Bible teaches that the purpose of our existence, why we are here on this earth, is to enter to the relationship with God. Something like Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they have relationship between them. We want to be part of this relationship. How does it happen? And to understand it, we need to use philosophy. The great philosophers tell us that we all on this earth, we desire happiness. And the philosophers, they distinguish four levels of happiness. First, sensual pleasure. Second, ego gratification. Third, service. And fourth, transcendence. To explain it more, sensual pleasure is, for example, if someone gives me a piece of cheesecake. Ego gratification, when I achieve something that I am proud of. Service is when I do something that I can feel that I did something really good for others. And finally, transcendence, when I connect with the good, the beauty, the true with God. And the philosophers, they said that only the last level of happiness lasts forever. Because when I have this piece of cheesecake, I feel this pleasure, this happiness only for a moment. But when I connect with good, with beauty, with God, I feel this happiness forever. And this is our task for today. To understand, not with our reason, but with our faith, the Blessed Trinity, God, Father, and Holy Spirit. And use this connection that these three persons, they have between them, to make our connection with God, with someone, something what is transcendent, the beauty, the good, the true God. This is why we need this whole truth, this whole mystery of Blessed Trinity. Next weekend, next Sunday, we will celebrate another feast, and I promise this will be the last feast in this long time of celebration, Corpus Christi. We will celebrate the body and blood of Jesus Christ. But today, we have this message, the Trinity, the relationship of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit exists from eternity. We only find lasting happiness by entering that relationship. Perfect goodness, beauty through